Streaming provides an opportunity to make the sports experience better online than over traditional TV. First Light Media and Delta Trade tell us how they're helping Sportsnet Now deliver the innovations.
This is Colin Dixon with Nscreen Media, and I'm speaking with Andre Christensen, who is CEO and co-founder of First Light Media, and also Alex Drossin, who is head of worldwide business development
for Delta Trade.
And I'm talking to them because they have a wonderful new deal with Rogers Sports and Media. They are helping Rogers relaunch their Sportsnet Now service. So this is a great deal, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So let's talk about, this is a very unique project because it's sports, it's live, that's really tough to implement. So let's talk about the requirements for this type of project. So why don't you go first, Andre? Tell us about the requirements from your perspective.
Yeah, well, this is a complete revamp of the entire platform for Rogers. And what they want to accomplish is they want to move away from or evolve their service from what we kind of refer to as a one-size-fits-all experience, where all the cohorts, all the fans are basically watching the sports in the same way, to a much more personalized and engaging fan experience where different cohorts or types of fans can experience the live events, and also before and during the games and after the games. They can experience that in the way that is best suited with them, right? And that's everything from the broadcast quality, but to the features and capability that it has, but also to be able to monetize the service for Rogers in a broader way than they have been able to do until now, right? So from subscription to advertising to, you know, in the future also tap into alternative revenue streams like betting and other things that are you know, becoming possible now.
Right. Alex, from your perspective, what are the requirements for the app? Are there any special requirements for it being live?
Yeah, I mean, look, again, it's the typical things that one would ask for. You need to be able to be, the uptime has to be there. It has to be scalable. But I think what we're talking about here at the core is being nimble. Speed is of essence in terms of being able to be reactive, not only to the audience and create personalization here around the fan base, which is most important, who will benefit, obviously, from this experience, but also taking into account from an internal vantage point, I think it changes the traditional structure of the way telco has modeled itself. And so what's interesting here is the efficiency with which they are looking to actually operate the service internally and obviously externally for the consumer. Internally, what it means is that scheduling and programming and advertorial teams will work much closer together. They'll be able to render and sign off, should we say, on new opportunities very, very quickly, which addresses what Andre just talked about on the monetization side. So what's exciting here is ultimately the flexibility as they look forward for the years to come, and more importantly, to be able to hit every single device and market. So obviously Rogers has, their current platform base is enormous. But more importantly, they want to make sure that they can stream on every single device. And that doesn't just apply to the new devices. It's also about legacy. And I think a lot of what we're doing is making sure that we sort of calibrate that equilibrium between the old and the new, but bring all the new features, obviously, to the table.
So, Andre, I wanted to ask you particularly about live. Live is very difficult from the point of view of streaming. It's probably the most rigorous thing that we do in the streaming world. Tell us about some of the requirements that you're shooting for with the streaming. I assume it's going to be low latency, and you're going to also be delivering data feeds. Are they going to be synchronized? Tell us about some of those concerns.
You kind of mentioned it. So those are the elements. I mean, first of all, it's, I would say it's kind of broadcast quality of the live streams. That's a, you know, step one in this whole thing. They, you know, a lot of the fans are still and will continue to experience the games on the big screen, right? So these things to be flawless and needs to be competitive or better than what they're used to from a, you know, cable, traditional kind of, you know, world, broadcast world. So that's number one. And the second thing is to deliver this low latency. Like, sports is just better when there's low latency. You don't want to see what the score is before you actually can see it happen on the crowd, all of those things, right? But also, if you have an aspiration to tap into some of those revenue streams that we talked about earlier, then you need to kind of reach even lower latency levels. So low latency is definitely a requirement for this. And to beat, and you know, not only to get close to, but beat the broadcast latency that we're seeing today, which is typically what, 6, 7, 8 seconds, right? To get far lower than that, and that's something that that we're also building. So those are, I would say, on the kind of the broadcast and the latency side. And then on top of that, if you want to create these engaging experiences, you know, you need to synchronize that with data feeds, graphic overlays, you know, the opportunity to do gamification, all of those things that you can put on top of that. So that's, you know, from an engineering point of view, it depends on your mindset, but it could be anything from nightmare to a really exciting engagement, right? And especially when things happen to happen at big scale as this, it becomes very complex, right?
Right.
But I think with the technology we have now and the experience and all that stuff, I think it's the first time we can actually start doing these things at broadcast quality, at scale, all of these other things. So it's very exciting.
So the thing that really stood out to me about this project is that what you're really building here is you're building a platform to do things that you actually may not even know that the Sportsnet wants to do now, right? You're building a platform upon which they can innovate the experience. So that is pretty unique. So why don't we talk about how you go about doing that? What do you think about, for example, from the interface side? How do you build something where they can innovate and create new features? So Alex, why don't we start with you?
Sure. So from a front end perspective, and the ability to publish and to use the data and analytics that Rogers will have properly and to push it out properly across very specific devices is key here. So no matter what the content ultimately ends up being, if it diversifies, if they decide to focus in on certain tiers, for us, the ability to be able to have teams of less than 5 people that can sometimes all the time can work together and push out initiatives in less than 24 hours is sort of game changing. In the old days, you used to have to go back to a developer, ask them to develop against the plan, wait typically weeks, a couple of months in some cases, to get it to publish out. And the ecosystem that we have now allows us to A/B test it, and then if it garners the response that's needed, push it out in real time, which is the most exciting part about this. So it means that you're no longer sitting and waiting for recertification. You're able to be reactive on that type of a level and those type of time frames, which is really groundbreaking, I think.
It sounds like what they're going to be able to do here is if they find a feature set, a feature that really resonates, they're actually going to be able to almost encapsulate that and deploy that with different games and different sports, right? Is that right? Have I got that right, Andre?
Yeah, it is. I mean, there are two things there, right? One is the operating model that this allows them to tap into with continuous integration and development. But there's another level here where there's a lot of things you can do in the apps and in the backend that is more of just real-time configurations as opposed to code changes. And that's a big thing as well, right? So the freedom you have in order to create unique experiences is a lot bigger now than it was. Like things that required actually dev work before is now just a matter of you know, using your the operator's interface to kind of do these changes real time. And then it's, you know, you kind of move into the architecture of things that allows this to happen as well with the modularity and the microservices and the cloud native nature of it, which just dramatically reduces the cost of trying things out, right? And B, creates a completely, I mean, game changer when it comes to flexibility and configuring how you want all these microservices to work together to deliver, you know, specific experiences and specific capabilities. So, you know, when we compare this generational platform that we're dealing with here now versus just the last one, which was still a very modern platform, we're talking 60-70% faster time to market, you know, dramatically lower effort required in order to deploy a new capability, a new feature, you know, things that would take months or taking days, if not hours. you know, standing up a new service could take weeks as opposed to a year, 2 years, all of those other things, right? So that's one of the very, very big things. And even it even kind of reduces the cost of failure, right? Like if it's, it's not, you can try things out. If it doesn't work, it's not a big deal. You pull it back and you launch something new. And that's just allows you to think about experimenting in a different way.
Yeah, and the other thing I would say is that, to add to that, is what's nice is Rogers is looking at this long term. And so the way we're working with Rogers is we have an ongoing, what we call run team, that's continuously working against a roadmap. And so therefore, there's not only the internal roadmap, but ultimately it means we can be incredibly reactive if they decide to want to integrate third parties that are even outside the realm of the product that we're currently representing.
So give us a flavor for the type of features that they will be able to develop using your platform. So why don't we start with you on that, Alex?
I mean, look, the construct of the platform allows for very easy integration against the areas that I think are going to be important in the coming years. Now, when Rogers decides to trigger these particular areas is up to them, but one would anticipate that gamification and betting, for example, are two very big and important areas that most of our clients are asking about these days. And we're set up to obviously, trigger those type of big events. And it's all about, I think, finding a live balance these days between archival product, the live piece, which is always the most exciting, especially in sports, because it's real time. And then it's what happens in between when you've got lulls, and everybody sort of suffers through that to a degree. But it's about creating here a community and being able to, A, have the communication. The gamification is ultimately a construct also that allows for, during downtime especially, that people can get excited about the next event that's coming up, and ultimately Rogers can market to them directly. Historically, we've been very restricted in terms of what we can do. And now it's what I addressed at the beginning. It's being reactive. And so if something is not working, and through reporting and analytics, we can be reactive against it or target a different audience on a very specific device, as opposed to just pushing out across all devices the same experience. The whole point here is to look at the ecosystem differently. Each device has a different type of audience sometimes, and therefore we can address that directly.
Andre, betting brings in a whole different set of requirements, doesn't it? I mentioned, obviously, low latency and also delivering data. These bring in different requirements, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And integration with sportbooks and that whole user management side of all of that stuff. This is one of those things where I would say, and by the way, in Canada, they just are in a process of deregulating the market. So these things are able to, some of these new legislation is actually already in place. So this thing is opening up in Canada right now, which makes it particularly interesting, obviously, for Sportsnet, as well. But I would say that the platform in itself are capable of doing these things, right? So this is more of a question of when, and it, with all the integrations and all that stuff that is needed in order to do it. So this is more of a question of when and if and how Rogers wants to attack that.
Are there a couple of features that they're targeting for that launch that you can talk about?
Yeah, there is definitely they want to use, data. There's things around, multiple screens and things like that, graphic overlays and things like that is going to come. And then there's a bunch of innovations on the application side as well that I'm sure Alex can talk a bit about, right? But I think the point here is that they're going to launch something with a platform that is capable of doing probably even a lot more than what they launched with. And then they're going to use data and the learnings to start iterating and deploy these things that makes sense, right? So I would imagine that there's going to be a staggered, continuous evolution. But that's going to be a way, way faster than you ever seen before, right?
Certainly, that's the platform that you're giving them. Alex, a couple of features that you know that they're going to want to launch with?
What we provide is a much richer, deeper experience. So the way our product Axis works is that it provides like a richer overlay that sits on top of the existing target at the platforms. Therefore, what you have is the user doesn't really notice the difference. The experience itself remains the same, but you can dive into much greater detail around the teams, the team players. There's a richness to it and a depth to it that you are somewhat restricted on in terms of the player, the targets themselves. And so creating that extra depth is something that's really, really important to Rodgers to be able to fulfill.
To really differentiate itself. Yeah. Well, great. I hope you guys can come back and talk to us when the product is launched and talk about some of the things that you've actually implemented and tell us how it went. So thank you both. Thank you, Alex and Andre, for speaking with us.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Colin. Cheers.
This has been Colin Dixon with Endscreen Media.